The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone, a warm welcome along to William Hill's Greyhound Podcast as we look ahead to the elite competition, the William Hill Greyhound Derby, which begins on Thursday evening. It's a Dave Callender in the studio with the Racing Post, Jonathan Kay on the line to look ahead to the 11 heats on Thursday evening and look at the outright for the William Hill Greyhound Derby 2014. First of all, a warm welcome to Jonathan Kay, who joins me on the line. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning. What a fantastic competition in prospect. William Hill put £200,000 up to the winner this year, an unprecedented amount of money. And what a response. Well over 200 entries, including 32 from Ireland and one from Hungary.
Yeah, we've got a lot of heats to get through over the next three evenings. We'll start off by looking at the outright, Jonathan, where Swift Keith is the 12-1 favourite here with William Hill. Kerate King is in the betting at 14-1. Ballymac Vic is 16-1. Sidarian Blaze is 18-1. Hold'em Spy in the betting at 25s, along with Paradise Silver and Van Rooney. And it's 28s and bigger the remainder. Are there a couple that catch your eye in the market?
Well, at the front end of the market, I think the greyhound I like the most is Sidarian Blaze. He's really impressed me in his two runs at Wimbledon. He got beat in one, but I thought he ran a blinder. I think he's potentially the value at the front end, although I do think there's better value a little bit further down the list. I like Roxholme Ted. Very inexperienced greyhound for Hayley Keatley, but inexperienced greyhounds can win the Derby, as we saw last year with Sidearm Jack and in 2011 with Taylor Sky. I think he looks a top prospect. Of bigger price greyhounds, I like Airport Captain. He's got rock solid form, won the Champion Stakes most notably last year, and he's come back from an injury in fantastic shape. So I think he could give each way backers a very good run for their money. And I have to say, I was speaking to Pat Buckley, the Irish trainer, yesterday, and he is absolutely buzzing about Paradise Silver, a greyhound that you mentioned. I'll be fascinated to see how he goes.
Good stuff. A couple of big prices there. Paradise Silver in the betting at 25-1. Airport Captain 80-1 here with William Hill pre-event. So a couple of big prices to get stuck into there. Let's have a look through the heats then. We'll start off with heat number one on Thursday evening. The favourite here likely to be Luff Messi. Luff Messi in the betting at 2-1 at time of recording here with William Hill. Bittles Bar is the second favourite in the market at 11-4. That's Martin White's gallant finalist from last year, Bittles Bar. Interesting heat to start things off this year.
Is an interesting heat. I'm going to side with the early market leader, Lot Messi, for Maxine Lot. Won the Golden Sprint at Romford last month. Had a little bit of a setback, but you wouldn't have known it the way he flew round in a trial last week. 480 metres round Wimbledon, be the top end of his distance range. But this looks a front runner's race to me, and I think he's the likely leader, so I'm going to side with him. Westmead Alexis might outrun a big odds for Nick Saver, who certainly knows what it takes to win a derby. I think Westmead Alexis is maybe a little bit under the radar, has pretty good provincial form. Bittles Bar, as you mentioned, made the final last year and has been very lightly raced since. His trial work has been encouraging, but he might just need this outing. Melody's Gamble is a difficult dog to weigh up. He's got a slightly strange action, but no doubt he's got ability, but I'm going to watch him on this occasion. I'm going to go for 4 Lop Messi to beat 2 Westmead Alexis and 6 Bittles Bar.
Good stuff. Heat number two sees Scarface in action here. This is a greyhound owned by a couple of footballers, Steve Morrison and Grant Holt, on this particular greyhound, trained by Jim Daly. And Scarface, a warm favourite.
Yeah, he's a warm favourite. favourite, and he's got a reputation going back to a very fast heat win in the Monmore Puppy Derby in March. He hasn't necessarily quite progressed in the manner you might have expected, and because of that, I'm going to take him on today, and I'm going to take him on with El Domingo, an Irish raider for Peter Cronin, who's really having a big crack at the competition this year. Now, El Domingo went pretty well in a trial last week at Wimbledon, but also caught the eye when only beaten a length or so in a Swindon race on Arc Final night. I just think he might have a little bit too much experience with Scarface, and I prefer him on that basis. Trap 3 Supreme Turbo is another greyhound who is perhaps better than a trial at the track suggests, and although he might need the outing, I can see him running well. There isn't an awful lot to recommend about some of the others, so I'm going to go for Trap 5 El Domingo to beat 6 Scarface and 3 Supreme Turbo.
5, 6 and 3 in heat number 2. Heat number 3 is next up. This is a tight-looking betting heat, Jonathan.
It is a tight-looking betting heat, and I'm going to hopefully find a spot of value with a very informed greyhound in the shape of Trap 6 High Power Bucko for Richard Devinish, the Peterborough trainer. He's really hit the top form of late with wins at Peterborough a couple of times and an open race at Monmore, and his trial here was pretty good. Again, he wouldn't be the strongest greyhound, but I think he can get to the front early. Got a good makeup because he should lead Real Tricky One in 5 to the bend. If he gets to the bend in front, I'm going to take him to build a winning lead. Real Tricky One certainly has to be respected. Reached the third round last year, but is more famous now for having won the Essex Vase at Romford and the Coronation Cup. A strong all-round greyhound. He'll be doing plenty of good work at the finish. Trap 1, Kippers Usain, an Irish raider for Pat Buckley, will look to be up there from the outset. I'm going for 6, High Power Bucko, to beat 5, Real Tricky One, and 1, Kippers Usain.
Next up is heat number 4, just 5 greyhounds in action here, Jonathan.
Yeah, a real tricky race this one, though, because I think there's a few question marks about those at the front end of the market. Pay Freeze, a very fast greyhound who won the Steel City Cup last year in a Newcastle competition at the start of this, has just been worrying connections a little bit, so I'm going to take him on. And Droopy's Norris, a really highly regarded greyhound in Trap 4, has also just struggled in races recently. This could be a bit of a turn-up race. I like Trap 3, Keeled Up Blitz for Seamus Cahill. I think he'll be a big price, but you know what? He could lead out of Trap 3, get round that first bend in front, and that might well be good enough. I've got massive respect for Pay Freeze, but I do think he's best watched on this occasion after just regressing in his second trial at Wimbledon. Droopy's Norris in 4, all the ability in the world, but needs to get it right at the traps. I'm going for 3, Kildiff Blitz, to beat 2, Pay Freeze, and 4, Droopy's Norris.
Good stuff. We'll move on to heat number 5 now. This is a very interesting heat. You've got Raven Ladd, a course and distance winner, in here taking on Vimmerby, who's a debutant. Vimmerby has the red jacket. Is that a positive or a negative for Vimmerby?
Depends who you speak to. Some trainers at Wimbledon love Trap 1, but my view is it's not the easiest box to break from. I do like Raven Ladd here for Liz McNair. He's no champion by any means, but he does tend to perform very well in the races that he's entitled to win, and I think that might well be the case again here. Well drawn on the outside, he needs to clear Brosnan King in 5 early. I think the race to the bend between the pair will be absolutely crucial, but if making that bend in front, he can quickly set sail for home. Brosnan King is definitely the threat on the basis that he will look to get to the front, while Trap 3 Bubbly Beauty, who was a shock winner of the Puppy Derby over the course and distance last year, has been absent for quite a while, probably just best watched on this occasion. I'm going for 6 Raven Ladd to beat 5 Brosnan King and 3 Bubbly Beauty.
6, 5 and 3 in heat number 5. We'll move on to heat number 6 now, and we've got the defending champ up here, Sid As Jack, in the lineup. 4 to 5 here with William Hill, Sid As Jack for heat number 6.
Yeah, I'm going to oppose Sid As Jack. He won on his comeback from a long layoff back at the beginning of April in a trial stakes, but has been beaten in 2 subsequent ones. Second to Raven Ladd wasn't a bad run, but I think he just regressed a little bit when third to Ballymacnile next time. Of course he can win. He is the defending champion. He's going to get better as the competition goes on. But I think there's better value this evening in siding with the Irish raider Eccleston for Paul Hennessy. He was very impressive when winning his trial stakes at the track from Brother John, who then went went on to win the hottest trial stakes of all the following week. The form is really good, and drawn in six, I think Ecclestone could crack out and get first run on the outside. Sidehouse Jack should make it safely through, although only two do qualify from this heat, so there's not an awful lot of room for error, where Trap 2, Kildare Premier, has really good early pace, but will need to clear Sidehouse Jack by the bend. I'm going to go for six Ecclestone to beat one Sidehouse Jack and two Kildare Premier.
6-1 and 2 in heat number 6. Heat number 7 is next up, and Mind the Net likely to go off favourite here, the Scottish Derby runner-up, Jonathan.
Yeah, a big fan of Mind the Net for Pat Buckley. He had some really good form in Ireland last year, and he translated it well to Shawfield. He ran a blinder in the final, was just beaten by Hold'em Spy, rallying, having been overtaken by that extraordinary greyhound down the back straight. He went pretty well in his trial at Wimbledon last week, has a great make-up with Cash and Maureen in 5, likely to make for the inside, and he should prove too strong all round. Cash and Maureen hasn't quite progressed as we thought she might, but is a very talented bitch, and I expect her to give a really good account here. European King, a well-regarded greyhound for Chris Allsop, maybe best watched this time, but certainly has plenty of ability. I'm going to go for 6 Mind the Net to beat 5 Cash and Maureen and 2 European King.
6-5 and 2 in heat number 7. Heat number 8 sees Jordan's Brianna in this heat, and this is an interesting greyhound out of trap number 1 because has so much pace, this greyhound.
Bundles of pace, had an unfortunate experience when falling in a trial stakes, and then was beaten after leading in a trial. There is just a doubt about how strong Jordan's Brianna is, and I think maybe on this occasion best watch, but will give a good account. I'm going to go for a bit of a surprise here. I think Shane Boy Silas in trap 5 for David Elcock could outrun huge odds. He caught the eye when running behind Sparta Flame, second on the 19th of April, and there wasn't a lot wrong when beaten just narrowly by Ballymatthew in a subsequent trial. Jordan's Brianna will look to take the field along early, and clearly it is a big threat. And of course, we can never rule out the 2013 runner-up, Early Impact, although it is fair to say he just doesn't seem to win these days. I'm going to go for trap 5, Shane Boy Silas, to beat 1, Jordan's Brianna, and 6, Early Impact.
5-1-6 in heat number 8. Heat number 9, from a betting perspective, looks to be between Roxholm Ted and a Mile High Talba.
Yeah, I think you can probably say that. Roxholm Ted, who I mentioned, is an anti-post fancy of mine, so going to get the vote here. A little bit of concerned about trap 4, because I do think he prefers a wider draw, but so hard to overlook a very good effort in defeat on the 12th of April behind Priceless Bold, and then a stunning 7-length victory in a trial stakes the following week. If he comes out on terms, I think he'll be clear by the bend. Mile High Albert, the Laurels winner, isn't the best of breakers, but really flies up. That said, he was withdrawn off colour from the Scottish Derby semi-finals and might just need this outing. There is another runner to consider here, trap 6 Boy Johnny, who is a strong all-rounder, has winning form of a 5.75 at Romford. He might not quite have the foot of the principles, but will be going on well at the finish. I'm going for 4 Roxholm Ted to beat 1 Mile Height Alba and 6 Boy Johnny.
The penultimate heat on Thursday evening is heat number 10, and Hold'em Spy, the greyhound to beat here. He's won his last 4 on the spin, Jonathan.
Yeah, brilliant dog. So exciting as well. Went unbeaten through the Scottish Derby. He's not a good starter, but his back straight pace has to be seen to be believed. He got to the semi-finals of this last year, just missed out on the final by a short head, and went on to win the invitation. Don't expect to see him early, but a big move from 2 to 3 can have him in front when it matters. JT Lightning was on the floor behind Hold'em Spy in that Scottish Derby final, but is a greyhounder who clearly has bundles of ability. He might need the outing, and for that reason, I think Hold'em Spy should confirm that Shawfield form. Trap 2, Koolavani Jet, ran a blinder behind the reigning champion Sidehouse Jack at the start of April, and clearly has to be respected. I think Farlow Calvin in 1 is a short runner and must flash out, which isn't always easy from the inside berth. I'm going for 6 Hold'em Spy to beat 3 JT Lightning and 2 Koolavani Jet.
6-3-2 in heat number 10, and we finish off on Thursday evening with heat number 11, Jonathan. And in all likelihood, Farlow Trent in trap number 6 will go off favourite here.
I think Cafalo Trenta is obviously one to beat in this race, and I certainly respect him, but in the Racing Post I've nailed my colours very firmly to the Viking Jack mast, and I do think that Jim Hayden's charge could run a massive race at big odds. He caught the eye when running behind Barefoot Agent, ran a lot better than the finishing position suggests, and this is a Monmore Puppy Derby Heat winner. With Gary Glass Rodge in four likely to dart straight to the inside, Viking Jack might just get plenty of racing room early and can capitalise. Farlow Trent, yeah, good dog, seriously respected, but there might just be better value elsewhere. Of the others, side as Pedro for Owen McKenna, just preferred to fellow Irish Raider and Scottish Derby finalist Metro Jack. I'm going for 5 Viking Jack to beat 6 Farlow Trent and 3 side as Pedro.
Superb, Jonathan. Thank you as always. Just before you leave us, a couple of your best bets for Thursday night. Obviously, 11 heats in total. Selective punters might be looking just to have a couple of bets.
Well, I do want to take side as Jack on, so I will suggest that Ecclestone is a good, very viable option in the sixth heat. At a bigger price, yeah, I want to go with Viking Jack in that finale.
Superb, Jonathan. We look forward to catching up with you as the competition progresses. Enjoy the action at Wimbledon on Thursday evening, and we'll speak soon.
Sure will. Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.